Hey friends, we're live at the Les Brown Institute Fall Certification. I encourage all of you who are speakers, trainers, and coaches to join the Les Brown Institute. He's the greatest motivational speaker in the world. If you need to, you can reach out to the CEO himself, Matt Winen. Please do so if you want to take your speaking to another level. If you want to be certified by the master, join the Les Brown Institute. All the information is in the show notes. Big Uncle Al DeSauro. He is the man. You're about to hear from him talk about fire in the belly. And he is the most qualified person to tell you about this because he left a multiple high-paying six-figure job when his buddy, longtime buddy for 19, 20 years, Matt Winen, called him and said, "Al, it's time to start that business we said we were going to do two decades ago." Al had the pull of comfort pulling at him, but he ultimately decided that he would start this business in less than a year. Over 400 people are blessed for it, and then millions around the world. You're getting ready to hear fire in the belly. This is amazing. If you leave this without being fired up, I mean, chickens are going to get hit on the table. You're going to have to just listen to the episode to find out what that means. This is Al.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All this stuff is really good, isn't it?
Yes.
But there's only one thing that can stop you. If you don't have fire in the belly.
That's right.
You got to have fire in the belly. But you got to pay attention. We all have it. But most people don't pay attention to it. You got to have that fire. That fire is that what you want in life. See, if I sit down and watch TV, I can't enjoy it because I know I need to be reading. I need to be exercising. I need to be doing something instead of sitting in front of that idiot box TV. Yeah. And really, it's an idiot box. For some of you people that may not, maybe a few of you, but back in the 1950s, there was a guy named Elvis Presley. Y'all heard that name, right? Okay. Elvis Presley made his debut on Ed Sullivan's show. And they would only film Elvis from here up. Elvis had a, he waddled his ass and everything, right? They wouldn't do that. Now you look at some of these programs, primetime TV, and what they say in the language, right?
I mean, yeah.
It's amazing. But when you have fire in the belly, that means that when you look in the mirror, you see nothing but beauty. You see nothing but love. That's all you see. You don't look in a mirror, "I don't have any hair. Oh, I'm 20 pounds over." No, you see the beauty
That's
inside
right.
you. And how do you do that? By having fire in the belly. So on the count of three, I want you to yell, "I got fire in my belly." One,
fire.
Two, three.
I got fire in my belly.
One more time, that excites
me. One, two, three. I got fire in my belly.
When you got fire in your belly, you can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want because you have that fire that says, keep going. You don't need to eat that. You don't need to watch that TV program. Who can you help? What can you do? What can you do for yourself? So I want you to remember that fire in the belly doesn't let you get comfortable.
Mm.
And again, if I watch TV, it's like, what am I doing watching these stupid programs? Because they're really stupid programs.
Yep.
And if you ever watch a sitcom, and listen, I watch some TV, don't get me wrong, but if you ever watch a sitcom, 15 minutes is a sitcom. The other 15 minutes is commercials. I mean, it's amazing. You can go to the bathroom for 5 or 10 minutes and come back out, they're still in the commercial. Think about that. And what are they to sell us items? The
programming
is. Okay, programming. Mm-hmm. So fire in the belly is so important. When that gentleman was talking about heights, you're talking about heights, right? Who's afraid? Who has some height problems? Right. I'm going to be honest with you. I am scared to death of heights. I don't know what it is. I grew up fighting all my life. I mean, but heights put me on a, what do you call it, a Ferris wheel, and you stop at the top? Oh, my God. And I'm going to be honest with you. When you were talking about that yesterday, my testicles were tingling. They do. It goes right to my testicle. I'm being honest with you. I get that. Oh, my God. And I'm saying, oh, I don't want to climb this. You had me. You had me.
Yeah.
Okay. So the truth is, when you all come down to it, it's all about motivation, inspiration.
Yeah.
It's all about how you feel about yourself. If you're looking in the mirror and you not telling you how much you love yourself, then you're wasting, we're wasting life. Listen, I didn't love myself for a long time. Yeah. I did everything to hurt myself. I did everything to punish myself. I did everything that you're not supposed to do, I did. Because I had no love for me. I had no love for me. Until one day, my guy, I call him God, you can call him whatever you want, he kind of slapped me in the head and said, okay, enough already. Are you ready to come? You're ready to do it my way. Because I was ready to do it another way because it wasn't working my way. Because really, I was in a place that every time I went to bed, I'd say, I'm okay if I don't wake up. I'm okay if I don't wake up. Because I wanted to get off of this life. Why? Because I wasn't living life. I was just alive. That's all I was. There was nothing going on. So, you know, that's my story. But, you know, we all have our stories, don't we?
Yeah.
And the only thing about our stories is that we were there. We're not there anymore. See, when we keep thinking about that, we keep putting ourselves in that story. And we want to feel bad. Why do we want to feel bad? So one of my topics, and most of you guys know, I talk about the junk in our trunk, right? That's the biggest issue we have, is carrying stuff from the past, okay? I mean, maybe you didn't grow up with the greatest parents in the world, but maybe they did their best. Maybe you grew up with an alcoholic father. Maybe nobody ever told you they love you. Maybe somebody violated you. Whatever it may be, you know what? It is what it is. It belongs to the past. It doesn't belong anymore to us. All the garbage and all the shit that happened to our lives belongs to the past. Stop going back there wanting to feel bad and bringing it to the present. Because none of this will work. None of it works. Nothing. You can go all the seminars you want, but until you find out that the number one love in your life is you, that's when it really starts. When you look in the mirror and go, I love me. I love me. Yeah, maybe I need to make a couple changes here and there. But you got to fall in love with yourself. When you hug, you got to hug yourself. You're the president of your life. You guys didn't know that, did you? You're all presidents. You're the president of your life. You are in charge of your life. So where your life goes, it's because that's the way you
That's right.
off.
That's right.
So let me ask you a question. What junk are you carrying around? What is it that you're carrying around that you got to let go? Okay? We all didn't have these great childhoods. I mean, you watch these Christmas shows on TV, right? Everybody loves everybody in presents, right? That's TV. That's not real life. Real life, you know, the only thing that was fair is we were born. That was it. That was it. We were born. That was it. Boom. So whatever happened to you along the way, you know what? It's happened to a lot of us, but it doesn't belong to the present moment because all we got is now. Nobody can promise us tomorrow. Really, we can't, but we got now. That's what we all have in common. But we can't go into the past and grab something that makes us feel bad. Because some of us have some really shitty stuff, don't we?
Yeah.
There was some shit done to us.
Yeah, it was.
Right? We weren't told how to think. We were told what to think.
Yeah.
We were told how to feel. We were told what to feel.
Yeah.
Think about that. So there's things that we learned. And I don't know if you ever, whatever religion you've been brought up, you know, I was drugged to Catholic church every Sunday. I was drugged there. I was going no matter what. Because my mother, you come with me, right? And, you know, we've learned something. As in a book that I've been writing for many years, in that book was a little boy that used to go to church with his parents. And this little boy couldn't understand why he went to church. Because he got to church and he looked around at everybody and goes, how come all these people are sad? Why are there people coming here that are sad? And then he noticed the guy up in the front of the church with a cape on. The priest, right? But Batman. And he noticed that this guy up front was telling everybody how bad they are. And everybody's going to hell. And this little boy is like, I don't understand this. You come here to be unhappy and this guy tells us that we suck. I don't get that. Think about that. So we were told things. You know, I mean, if you said the word shit, you're going to hell. You say, if you didn't say Jesus and bow your head, Jesus, you had to bow your head and say Jesus, you're going to go to hell.
Yeah.
So a lot of these things have been connected to us, and it's time to let them go. Time to let them go.
Talk,
right?
Sir.
You with me, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you gotta let them go. Our parents did the best they could.
Yeah.
But what did they learn? They learned from their parents. What did their parents learn?
Poverty.
Right? So we were taught all these things, and all these things like, oh, I feel guilty if I do that. Think about it. We gotta stop that, man. We gotta cut that past off. This is our life right now, man. This is our best life now. You know why? It's the only life we got. So how can we screw up this life, this present moment with junk from the trunk, junk from the past? How can we do that? It's too important. You're all here because you want to feel good. Whether you want to be teachers and coaches or trainers, above and beyond everything, you want to feel good about who you are.
That's right.
That's what you want.
That's right.
Everything else is easy, but if you don't get it, it's a struggle. You're going to struggle. You know, I guess I'm not a good teacher. I'm not a good speaker. I'm not a good trainer. No, you are, but you keep carrying that junk around with you. You got to let it go because you got to make room for new junk. You got to make room. I mean, just think about it. If you're holding on to the way I was treated as a child, my father was an alcoholic, and nobody said they loved me, and I don't have any education, and I got all this stuff. You got to put some down so you can get some newer stuff.
Yeah.
You can't be carrying all this junk around with you.
That's right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying to you.
Yes, sir.
Your success blocker, only you know what it is. What is your success blocker?
Mm.
What blocks you from success? And what blocks you from God, whatever you want to call God, okay? We all have a God. There's a higher power, there's a spirit, whatever you want to call it, okay? There is something out there. But what blocks you from what you feel? See, whatever you feel about your God, I'm in. Whatever I feel, I should be in, okay? Nobody can say, my God's better than your God, okay? So it's so important, what blocks you? What blocks you from success? You know, I'd like to hit a couple points really quick. I got in the car business in 1977. I was 24 years old. I was a pothead. And I got in the car business because my wife at the time said, you can't be a bartender because you like women too much. So I said, okay, what am I going to do? I have no education. I have a seventh grade education pretty much. I was never in school. So I started selling cars. And I didn't know how to sell cars. So I had to watch other people. And I turned out to be pretty good. Actually, I turned out to be one of the best car salesmen they had. And I realized what it was. I had the knack of getting people to like me right away. Mm-hmm. And that's the knack of anything.
Yeah.
People, if they like you right away. See, in selling cars, when somebody comes in, see, your average person comes in and go, you know, I'm just looking, I'm not buying. And your average car says, well, what are you looking for? Well, what do you want? I can make a deal with you today. Yeah, that's junk. But when you're a real professional and somebody says, hey, I'm just looking, I'm not buying today. Hey, no problem. Thanks for coming in today. Right. Appreciate you looking at our cars.
Right.
My job today is give you the information you need. So maybe when you're ready, you'll come back and see me. Right. 2 hours later, where do I sign? Press hard, 3 copies.
Right.
So in any business, whether you're teaching, you're coaching, whatever it may be, if people don't like you right away, you're wasting your time.
Right.
So I had that knack of getting people to like me because all I did is I played off what they said. You know, I'm not buying a car today. I'm just looking. No problem, man. Thanks for coming in. I appreciate you looking at a car. Yeah, but I'm not buying a car today. If you're not buying a car today, I don't have to worry about selling you one. Wow. No pressure on me. And all of a sudden, they go, I like this guy.
Yeah.
Okay? And I've been very successful at that.